You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online, WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, on the phone with a special guest, the manager of the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls. We're touching base on what's happening at the Crystal Theater in the month of July. It's Angie Dahl, the manager of the Crystal Theater. Good morning.
Hey, Kurt, good to be back with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. And excited to see what's coming up in July. We had mentioned last time, talking a little bit about the 2018 gem season. There are some specific events for those gem of a season ticket holders. We have two of them coming up in July, as well as some other things happening. Angie, what are you excited to highlight at the Crystal Theater in this coming month of July?
Well, we're going to kick off Independence Week with the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra. And we say their name like that because they really are the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Of course, Glenn Miller's not leading the band anymore, but it is the original Glenn Miller Orchestra that has carried on for over 60 years.
Wow.
We're really looking forward to having them kick off Independence Week. They're Sunday, July 1st at 7 o'clock. And, you know, they just do these great American standards that make you want to get up and dance in the aisle, which you're welcome to do. So great band, big band music.
Excellent. That'll be a really good opportunity for, we have a lot of jazz on public radio, especially over the weekend. So people who tune into some of the Sunday jazz will really enjoy that for sure. And I'm seeing here that they've played an average of 300 live dates a year throughout the world. So they are quite busy, and they are definitely well seasoned at performing these standards. So
they are, and they are just on the move. I mean, they pop in and dazzle you, and then they're off,
jetting away. But definitely a great opportunity to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra again. That's Sunday, July 1st, kind of like you said, kicking off the Independence Day season that first week of July, and that's at 7 p.m. So that'll be really great for jazz fans and for music fans all together. And there's also another kind of musical opportunity a little bit later on in July. Could you mention all about that too?
Yes. Dave Wickerham will be at the Council of our Mighty Molar Theater Pipe Organ. Dave makes his home in the UP, but Dave travels all over the world. He is and has been named as the international top theater pipe organ player. He just does amazing things when he's at the Council of the Organ. He's also amazing on traditional piano, so part of his concert will be on the Steinway, and part of it will be, or most of it will be on the theater pipe organ. And we just love having Dave there because he's a great entertainer. He's a great musician. And he highlights two of our gems, the things that we're really proud to have at the theater. We have this beautiful Steinway Series B concert piano, and, of course, our Mighty Molar theater pipe organ, which just does amazing things. Your theater pipe organs are a little different than like a pipe organ that you'd see or hear in a church or a cathedral. Theater pipe organs have all the sound effects, literally bells and whistles train tracks and doors slamming and all those things that are incorporated into the music that they can make through them.
Wow, that's super. And I haven't had an opportunity to really hear and probably feel that kind of sound as well. So I'm sure it's going to be quite an event to take in the full spectrum of sound that comes from a pipe organ like that. And like you said, too, as well, the Steinway concert grand piano is going to be on display too, to be performed by Dave Wickerham, and that'll be July 22nd. That's again on a Sunday at 2 p.m. it looks like. So those are two of the gem events for the season too.
They are. Again, the gem of a season of a series is our core group of events that we do during the warm weather months of the year. We try to have a wide variety, and we have a season ticket available for those. But there's also individual tickets available, but that's kind of our flagship events.
Right, right. And you can find information all about the Gem of a Season events and all the other events on thecrystaltheater.org. And you had mentioned, too, about summertime activities, and that made me think about what else is also happening at the Crystal in the month of July involving children. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. I really want to tell you about this because we all know how important it is to start kids early on appreciating the arts and getting involved in the arts, and the best way to do that is be hands-on with them. So in July 22nd, we are welcoming in Creative Compass, which is a traveling children's theater group. They will be putting on a week-long camp for the kids, kindergarten through 12th grade. They'll be there for 6 hours each day, working on a production. It's a takeout, a remix of Princess and the Pea.
Okay.
and they'll be doing a actual live show on Friday night and Saturday afternoon, but they will spend 6 hours a day, Monday through Friday, learning their parts, and there's parts not only for onstage but also for backstage help as well, light managers, those kinds of things. So if you're anywhere near the Crystal Theater during those weeks, if it's summertime, you're vacationing up on the lakes there and looking for an activity for your kids, really, really a golden opportunity.
Yeah, and it's also, it sounds like a golden opportunity for the youth to work with other youth and to, you know, get out of the house and do something really constructive. And I got to work with the children's theater way back in high school, and it was really cool to see the older students working with the younger students and just seeing them working on their coaching abilities too, and helping them, maybe if they've had some experience with theater, passing that on down to some of the younger age children too. So I'm sure there'll be lots of opportunities for some growth for those children, and also to see a remix of the Princess and the Pea as well. And that's July 23rd to July 29th.
And the most important thing I want to mention about that is there's no cost. It's underwritten by a Macaca grant and a couple of local patrons, Amasaw Tall Pines. And so there is no cost to the kids to participate in this.
Wonderful. There's all kinds of good reasons to bring your kids to Creative Compass Children's Theater Camp. Again, July 23rd to July 29th with that performance. Was that the Friday evening of that week?
Yes, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Okay, great.
And you know, while we're talking about it, Kurt, bring your kids to Glenn Miller. Bring your kids to Dave Wickerham. Our student price is a $5 ticket always. And that's not just young kids, that's any student. If you've got a valid ID from Northern or Tech or any of the colleges around the area, you're a student and your ticket is $5.
Excellent. Those are, more great opportunities to really experience some music in a really great theater, too. Those are some of the GEM events and events happening at the Crystal Theater. And I'm speaking on the phone with Angie Dahl. She's the manager of the Crystal Theater. More information is at thecrystaltheater.org. Angie, is there anything else coming up that you'd like to highlight? I know there's a long list of things even going on into the summer as well.
Yeah, just really quickly, we're thrilled to be hosting Judy Collins on August 19th. And those tickets are now available. That's part of our Legends series that we're doing each summer. So just so excited to be having, a Grammy Award-winning artist of her caliber at the Crystal Theater on August 19th. And tickets are available online now for that.
Excellent. And again, that's one of many additional events happening at the Crystal Theater. Definitely want to check out the website to see the full event schedule covering from June to October. Lots of good things happening in music and the arts over at the Crystal Theater. Angie, thank you so much for taking some time to tell us all the fun things happening at the Crystal Theater.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll see you at the theater.